This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. In more ways than one, turnips take us back to our roots. Humans have been eating turnips since prehistoric times, and we've been feeding them to our livestock for 600 years. Early December marks this year's last turnip harvest, though the root vegetable can be stored throughout the winter. In the East Village, Angelica Kitchen champions turnips on its vegan menu. The restaurant opened in 1973, and it sources its produce from organic farms in the New York area. Here to talk with us about turnips today as part of our series Last Chance Foods is Amy Chaplin. She's been the executive chef at Angelica Kitchen since 2003. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
What different ways do you serve turnips at Angelica Kitchen?
Well, we serve those lightly pickled or steamed or roasted whole because they look really pretty left
whole. How would you lightly pickle a turnip?
You could toss it with some sea salt, a little bit of rice vinegar, let it sit for just a few hours and it becomes sort of tangy and still crisp. Or you could pickle it longer like we do for Thanksgiving, maybe 6 weeks or so, with different spices and get a sort of richer pickled flavor with whatever you like garlic or dill or peppercorns. We also steam them just for our basic vegetables of the day, and recently made a turnip pate for Thanksgiving. So
I was going to ask you about that. How'd that turn out?
It's delicious. Yeah, it's a really great way to use it, actually. It's a roasted turnip pate with a lot of roasted garlic.
And now, when you're looking at a turnip, what made you say, creamy pate?
Well, it was actually the owner of Angelica. One day we were thinking we need to come up with something as a starter that's not a bean pate, that's not tofu, that's not nuts. And we had so many turnips and all golden, all different varieties. And she's like, why don't you make a turnip pate? So I did, and I couldn't believe how good it was, actually. It did definitely seal the deal for me with turnips.
So turnips versus potatoes, where do you fall?
Oh, definitely turnips.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, potatoes to me don't feel as nourishing. And now that I've just read about how good they are for this cancer-fighting properties and things, I actually feel they're sort of juicier and more unusual. I mean, they've got to be prepared right and fresh and local, of course, but potatoes just, maybe they just don't do it for me.
Is there a particular type of turnip you like to work with?
I love the Japanese turnips. They're delicious, raw, pickled, lightly steamed. Roasted. I mean,
are these daikon?
No,
that's radish.
That's a radish, a long radish, but a Japanese turnip is small, about the size of a plum, with really nice, delicate, light green leaves that can also be eaten.
Can you get them here in New York City?
You can now. Actually, they're everywhere at the farmer's market right now. The smaller ones and a larger variety, which I just bit into one like an apple the other day at the market, and it was so good.
Wow.
You know, you don't really expect it. You think it's going to be sort of tough and bitter, but the Japanese are really crisp and light and juicy, and they're really good.
Where do turnips fit in a balanced diet?
I mean, turnips are actually really detoxifying because they alkalize the blood. They're really high in vitamin B and vitamin C, and they're a grounding vegetable. All root vegetables are very grounding, and I think it's really good to have a large variety of vegetables. And, you know, in winter and this time of year, we sort of have more of the sort of longer lasting roots like rutabaga and turnips and potatoes. So, I mean, you don't want to eat too much of it, but you can eat it daily.
When you say they're a grounding vegetable, that sounds a little macrobiotic to me.
Yeah,
what does that mean? What does that mean?
It grows in the ground. So anything that grows in the ground is going to warm you and sustain you longer than, say, something that's leafy or grows on a tree like fruit or something lighter. So I think that in winter, this is what we want. We want sustained energy.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, I meant to say, actually, the best thing about turnips is that they're part of the cabbage family. So they're really high in the anti-carcinogenic properties like cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli. But turnips are particularly high. So it would be good to include it in your diet.
Angelica Kitchen has been around for more than 3 decades. How have you seen the organic and local movement change over that time?
Well, a lot. I mean, Angelica Kitchen was supporting local farmers, you know, 20 to 30 years ago, and that was really unusual then. Now we have farmers calling us every week trying to get us to buy their ramps or their, you know, their special variety of plums or something. You know, we already have 20 different local farmers and purveyors, you know, in the New York and area out to Pennsylvania. And yeah, it's changed a lot. I mean, there's just so much variety now and abundance and so many people growing. We try to buy as much as we can.
I've been speaking with Amy Chaplin. She's the executive chef at Angelica Kitchen. To try out Amy's recipe for turnip pate, send in your own recipes and learn more. Go to the culture page on WNYC.org. Thanks for coming in today, Amy.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.